April 18, expressions of God's love. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6:28-29. The courtly robes of the greatest king that ever sat upon an earthly throne could not compare in their artificial splendor with the spotless beauty of the lilies fashioned by the divine hand. This is an example of the estimate which the Creator of all that is beautiful places upon the artificial in comparison with the natural. God has given us these things of beauty as an expression of His love, that we may obtain correct views of His character. We are not to worship the things of nature, but in them we are to read the love of God. Nature is an open book, from the study of which we may gain a knowledge of the Creator, and be attracted to Him by the things of use and beauty which He has provided. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Verses 30 and 31. Much unnecessary care and anxiety is felt in regard to our future, concerning what we shall eat and drink, and wherewithal we shall be clothed. The labor and worry of needless display and apparel causes much fatigue and unhappiness and shortens our lives. Our Savior would not only have us discern the love of God displayed in the beautiful flowers above us, but He would have us learn from them lessons of simplicity and of perfect faith and confidence in our Heavenly Father. If God cares to make these inanimate things so beautiful that we will be cut down and perish in a day, how much more careful will He be to supply the needs of His obedient children, whose lives may be as enduring as eternity? How readily will He give them the adornment of His grace, the strength of wisdom, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit? The love of God to man is incomprehensible, broad as the world, high as heaven, and as enduring as eternity.